Gary Payton, T.O., the glove together. What kind of magic are we going to get today, folks? Let's find out. First of all, do you know each other, Gary Payton? Do you know Terrell?
Well, I know T.O. a lot. You know, we both do the same thing. We trash talk.
Is that true, Terrell? You know him because of your trash talking in common?
Well, I wouldn't say all that. I trash talk just a little bit, but I think he's known for it more so than I am. But, you know, Gary and I met in California, and, you know, we've been friends ever since. He's been a fan of mine, and I've been a fan of his.
And we also know that Gary is a San Francisco 49ers fan. So back in the day when T.O. was a star for the 49ers, I imagine, Gary, you're a pretty big fan of his.
Oh, yeah, I was a big fan of his, yeah. I hated that he left, though, but, you know, that was way business goes. But I was a big fan of his during that time.
Gary Payton, Terrell Owens.
And today I still am.
Well, let's find out how much you guys have in common. I want to talk NFL and NBA today. But first of all, the Cowboys and the Eagles. Terrell, you first, since you played for both of those teams, Andy Reid, Jason Garrett, are they both fighting for their jobs, Terrell? And if so, do you think that's fair?
Well, I think with the way the season has gone for both of those coaches, obviously I know them very well. I guess to start off with Andy Reid, is probably one of the best coaches that I've ever had. It's unfortunate, you know, with some of the situations he's had to deal with the last, you know, few years. Obviously with the releasing of Donovan, obviously that quarterback carousel with him and Michael Vick. Obviously Donovan, you know, got the short end of the stick of that. But I felt like Michael Vick last year made some strides, you know, obviously being in prison for a while, becoming a pocket passer, but I think protection of him and his abilities has really inhibited some of his progress. Obviously, with the number of turnovers that they've had over the last few weeks, that's obviously a telltale sign that they need to protect him more. With Jason Garrett, I really don't have too much to say about that. I think I spoke about that when I was playing with Garrett when he was the offensive coordinator. We didn't really see eye to eye, but again, you know, when I was there, we were successful. Just as when I was with the Eagles, we were successful. So. If you look at the stats of when I played there and where those two teams are now, we're kind of, you know, in both of those situations, they said that I was a problem. So now I'm not there anymore. You can't really say that there's a T.O. problem there.
Gary, let me ask you this. Who is the stronger quarterback, Tony Romo or Michael Vick right now? Who's stronger?
Well, you know what? Like what T.O. said, Vic is not getting no protection, so I can't see it. And he's getting sacked, and he's turning the ball over right now. I think Tony Romo is going to probably be the stronger quarterback right now because he's getting protection. He's doing a lot of things. He's putting up bigger numbers than Vic is right now. And it's just unfortunate that Vic is not getting enough protection, and he's turning the ball over the way he is. But right now, it has to be Tony Romo.
Okay, so you know who agrees with you, both you guys, is Marcus Vick, Michael's brother. He tweeted during the last game, quote, "Please trade my brother. We're requesting out of Philadelphia. Please, please, please." Terrell, would you not go to him afterwards and say, "Hey, you know what, I can speak for myself," or what?
Well, you know, that's blood speaking about blood. I mean, I think if it was anybody else, then you would want to kind of weigh in on it. But I'm sure Michael Vick probably said something. But, you know, if that was my brother, I would probably be doing the same thing. But again, you know, you asked about the two strongest of the two quarterbacks. I would have to agree with Gary and saying Tony Romo. Obviously, he has a formidable offensive lineman in front of him that's giving him, you know, he's keeping him clean, you know, in a sense. I think Tony Romo is really hurting himself as far as the way he's managing the game and the way he's playing the game. Obviously, he's been making a lot of you know, uncharacteristic turnovers in the most inopportune times. And so that's what's really been happening with the Dallas Cowboys as of late.
Let's take a break with these two amazing guests as we go to break. Gary has already said, hey, I was a big fan of Terrell's. Were you a big fan of Gary's as well? And if not, you could tell us that. That's cool, Terrell.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I didn't really know Gary was a big 49er fan until we met. Obviously, he's from Oakland, and, you know, I frequented the Oakland area from time to time. And once we met, you know, we kind of got along, you know, right from the bat. So, you know, I'm a big basketball fan anyway. So, you know, anytime that somebody can step up to the plate and go against a guy like Michael Jordan, who's the best in the game, and really challenge that guy. You have to, you know, admire and just really just be ecstatic about somebody like that to really just step up to the plate. And Garrett, he may be short in stature, but he has big heart, and he went out and he played against some of the best offensive players.
Wait a second
players.
Here. Gary Payton, short in stature? How tall are you, Gary? You're taller than him.
6'4".
And you're 6'3", Terrell. Hey. So we'll figure this out. Gary Payton and his love for the 49ers. Gary, who's on your all-time 49ers team at receiver? Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark?
No, I would put Taylor on there.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm just playing. No, you know what? We done had a lot of great receivers. Terrell for one, Taylor, and Jerry Rice. It would have to be out of them three, you know what I'm saying? Because they both did, all three of them did a great job at the 49ers. And it's very hard to just put one or two of them on there. But you would have to put Jerry Rice. I'll probably put Taylor and Terrell on.
8-0 Falcons, Terrell, are favored by just 2.5 in New Orleans. Roddy White said they could go 16-0. Do you like that kind of talk? You know what, we can go undefeated?
Well, anytime you're undefeated, that's obviously going to be the topic of discussion. So, obviously, it's definitely possible. The Patriots did it a few years back and obviously got to the Super Bowl and end up losing it. So, going 16-0 and getting to the playoffs and the Super Bowl and losing, I think they would probably trade the undefeated season for the win in the Super Bowl.
So, NBA now. Terrell, you go first in the NBA. Kobe Bryant, apparently they fell to 1-4 last night in Utah, and he gave the death stare to his coach Mike Brown. He was really unhappy. And Dwight Howard jumped in and said, you know what, you got to chill, man. You got to back off. You're supposed to be a leader. Do you like a guy showing that kind of emotion?
Well, I think Kobe has the authority to be able to do that. It was a stare.
Right.
I think a lot has been read into it, but I think when you have a guy with five championships under his belt, I think this guy has been through it all. So he kind of knows what's expected of himself, the team, and obviously of the head coach. But as I told my friend the other day, Kobe has a couple more years left, and that's, you know, because he wants to, and you know, once he's gone, there's no championships coming through Lakertown anymore.
Okay, so I got to find out who's got the better death stare between the two of you. Let's see it, Gary. Let's see it, Terrell. Let's see the stare that Kobe gave when you were really mad at the coach. Let me see it. Gary's is good. I don't know. They're both pretty good. I'm scared of both those guys. So, also. Terrell's not stopping. He outlasted you for sure. He's still got it going. The Clippers guard Jamal Crawford pulled a trick move that Jeff Van Gundy last night in the broadcast, he called it a nutmeg. Do you know what a nutmeg is, Gary?
I don't. You got to tell me about that one.
A nutmeg is when you put it through a guy's legs. So when you're dribbling and you put the ball through his legs, that's what he called it. And he said, given the fact that there's 30 seconds left in the game and they were up by 20, that it was disrespectful. Do you agree with that?
Well, showcasing somebody and then they're up about 20. They beat the San Antonio Spurs pretty bad. I don't know, man. I mean, that's basketball. If you see a way to get the ball by some guy, I don't think you're showing nobody up. I think he did what he had to do. He got the ball by him. If he did it on purpose and he admitted it, then it's a different story. But I don't see that.
Okay, as we go to break, let's do the looks again. Back to the I'll give you a couple ones. Back to the death stare. Back, let's go to, hey, this is the happiest day of my life. Let's go to, oh, you are a sexy lady. Let me see that. More in a moment. So Sam Mitchell on OTR on Gary Payton, he said to you about you, he wasn't a trash talker. He just talked about himself. Is he disrespecting your trash talking ability, Gary?
You know, that's Sam. Sam's going to be funny anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking about myself, though. I had to do that sometime, but, you know, I did trash talk to other people, too.
Okay, so let's do that right now. Let's say that Terrell's at wide receiver. You're playing defensive back with your quick feet. You're also physical the way you were on the court. So Terrell's lined up. You're in front of him. Trash talk him a bit, or talk about yourself.
Shoot, you know what? I would tell T, I'd be like, hey, look here, man. After this game, man, you know we gonna go out. But right now, boy, you know what? I'm gonna put my foot in your, and then that's about it. You know what I'm saying? Terrell did that on a TV show. He got a TV show and he did that to the star wide receiver. It was funny as heck, man. So it's real funny.
Terrell, what are you gonna say to him?
You know what? A lot of people think that I did a lot of trash talking, and just as you said with the comments about Sam Mitchell, about Gary, I didn't really trash talk to a lot of my opponents. I really kind of did a lot of the talking, you know, for myself and about myself when I was on the sideline. I tried to do some trash talking when we played the Chicago Bears when I broke the record. And I did that in the first quarter or so, and I was just like, I was so blowed and so tired and exhausted, I couldn't do it. So I don't really know how guys can really keep up that trash talking during the course of the game, especially for four quarters, and still be productive. I tried it, and it didn't work for me.
But you maybe had the greatest trash talk without saying a word, going to the star midfield in Dallas. I mean, that's the ultimate trash talking with your lips being sealed.
Well, exactly. I mean, that game there, I mean, it was one of those things where a lot of people kind of, you know, I guess misconstrued what I was doing or why I went to the star. It had nothing, you know, the second time, it was out of retaliation. But the first time, it had nothing to do with disrespecting the star or any other Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, other than that, you know, I was just trying to have fun with the game, trying to come up with every creative and new thing that I could think of every week to try to get the fans involved and have fun with the game.
Okay, so every week we show a little bit of Gary Payton stuff that we order on the internet. Gary, I got your acclaimed book here, Gary Payton, Confidence Counts. Not the thickest book I've ever seen, Gary.
That was a children's book. You know how the children's books did. I had to get the children to understand where I grew up from and what did I look like when I was a little kid. So we didn't want to make it that thick.
Now, T.O. had, am I correct, you've had three books? Catch
right,
This,
exactly.
Going Deep with the NFL's Sharpest Weapon. Also T.O. and T.O.'s Finding Fitness.
Right, and I had a little children's book, too, called Little T Learns to Share. So I can, go along with Gary and with his advice as far as letting the kids know how we grew up and you know what it takes to be successful at the professional level and let these kids know that you know anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
Okay, got to wrap it up. Terrell, Gary Payton, guys, this was really great. Let's do this together. Why don't you guys meet in downtown Los Angeles? And as we go, here's your last emotion to see it. Surprise, shock. Let me see it. Thanks, guys.